Okay, so today we're going to talk about the concept of chalitza. This is following on the heels of last week when we spoke about shechita. We spoke about whether shechita, slaughtering an animal, is a mitzvah to do, or it's a what's called a matir. It's an act that permits the meat. It allows the meat to be eaten. What is chalitza? So before we start, very, very briefly, the Torah says that if a man and a woman are married and they don't have children and the man passes away, there is a mitzvah called yibum. That's for sure a mitzvah. Mitzvah called yibum, in which the brother of the deceased marries the widow. His sister-in-law becomes his wife. That's the mitzvah of yibum. Okay? Now, the Torah gives an alternative. The alternative is called chalitza. Let's say they don't want to get married. Or, let's say they don't want to get married for whatever reason. Or nowadays, we actually don't practice yibum. For many reasons, later authorities, we've kind of canceled the option of yibum for now. And chalitza takes over. Chalitza is a process. You go into Beit Din, there's a shoe, you tie the shoe, you spit in the shoe, you say a phrase, Beit Chalutza Na'al. Okay, I'm sure you guys have heard of it. That is chalitza. The question that we're going to discuss today is chalitza a mitzvah or is it a matir? Meaning, if you didn't choose the yibum option of mitzvah, can you now choose to do the mitzvah of chalitza? Or do we say, no, if you do the mitzvah of yibum, good. If you don't do the mitzvah of yibum, now what's the problem? The problem is, this woman whose husband passed away, she has something called Zika. It's not a virus, okay? Zika is an attachment. She is, according to halacha, attached automatically to her deceased husband's brother. In order to remove that attachment, that semi-state of marriage, either they have to do yibum and then they're fully married like regular. The other option is to do chalitza. Without one of those, she can't get married to somebody else. So chalitza is going to permit her, is going to matir her to marry somebody else. So that's the discussion. Is chalitza a mitzvah or is it a matir? Why does it matter? Why does it matter? So we're going to start with the most classic practical case where it would really matter. Let's say a man and a woman get married. They live a long and happy life together. Unfortunately, they're never blessed with children. At the ripe old age of 92, Reuven passes away. Now, his wife, Sarah, is now a widow. Now, they don't have children. They have a mitzvah of yibum. Reuven has a brother, Shimon. Shimon is 96. Okay? They don't need to get married. They're not going to have children. She doesn't want to get married. Does she do chalitza or not? And this gets to the very question. Is there a mitzvah to do chalitza? In which case, yeah, you should still do the chalitza, even though you had no intentions of getting married. Or do we say, no, chalitza is a matir. Chalitza permits her to go and marry somebody else. But at the age of 92, our widow has no interest in marrying somebody else. So it doesn't really matter. But if it doesn't matter, she doesn't want to get remarried, then she doesn't need to do chalitza. So whether or not in such a case she needs to do chalitza is going to depend. I'll tell you right off the bat, the Achronim discuss this, and the Achronim say that it depends on this issue. The Chacham Tzvi, one of the Achronim, in the first Tshuva, in Shiloh's Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi, he writes in Simen Aleph, he seems to, at least on a simple level, we'll see, maybe maybe not, but on a simple level, the Chacham Tzvi, and this is how he's quoted all over, as he says that chalitza is a matir, it permits a woman to get remarried, and if a woman doesn't want to get remarried, she doesn't have to do chalitza. And the Chasam Sofer says the same thing. Okay, now, I'm going to show you that there are multiple proofs. I don't have the source sheet, I wasn't able to put it together, but there are multiple proofs that this is that chalitza is really a mitzvah. The first one is, if you look in the Gemara in Yevamos, I don't have the Gemara in Yevamos with me. The Gemara in Yevamos, I think it's on Daf Kuf Aleph, has a perek about chalitza. The perek is named after the first two words of the perek. Like we're learning Elu Metzias now, so Elu Metzias Shelo. So the first two words are the name of the perek, and that's the case with most prakim and shas. The first one word, two words, most prakim. That's how it's named. What are the first two words of the perek? Mitzvahs chalitza. It's perek mitzvahs chalitza. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, we mentioned it before, Reb Chaim said, what do we see from this Mishnah? Sounds like mitzvah chalitza. It's a mitzvah. Chalitza is a mitzvah. There are a lot of other Mishnah which mention chalitza and also use this phrase. The Mishnah says earlier in Masechet Yevamos, mitzvahs yibam kodemes la mitzvahs chalitza. The mitzvah of yibam takes precedence over the mitzvah of chalitza. What does it sound like? Again, it sounds like chalitza is a mitzvah. There's another proof that we could bring. Let me see if I have it in my notes. Hold on. Got it right here. Okay. The Me'iri is one of the Rishonim, one of the later Rishonim. The Me'iri writes that when you're doing the chalitza process, at what point in the process can she now go and get remarried? The Me'iri writes, "Umisha nishmat hasandal o haminol meirov akevo hutra hayavama." When the sandal, the minol, the shoe, the chalitza shoe, when the majority of it comes off, she is permitted. Ela she mitzvah min hamufchar. It is a mitzvah min hamufchar. It's ideal. She tishlof et kulo, she should remove the entire shoe, v'tashlecheo la'aretz, and throw it on the ground. What do we see? We see the Me'iri refers to it as a mitzvah. We see more than that. What did we say last week? Last week when we were talking about Shechita, for those of you who are here, we quoted a Tosfot in Masechet Nida, and the Tosfot said that the difference between a mitzvah and a matir is you can only have a concept of bidieved and lechatchila, right? That only applies if it's a mitzvah. You do the mitzvah in the best way, you do the mitzvah in the medium way, you do the mitzvah in the worst way, but it still counts bidieved. That's by a mitzvah. When it comes to a matir, right, we said you either have strep or you don't have strep. You don't sort of have strep. It could be that you have a weak version of strep, but whether or not you need the medicine is, do you have strep or not? Okay? The same thing with the matir. Are you mutter or not? Are you permitted? Are you allowed to eat that meat? Was that shechita valid or was it not valid? Okay? So that's what Tosfos says. Now, interestingly, and therefore we see by the Me'iri too, the Me'iri says, mitzvah min hamufchar, to do chalitza by taking off the entire shoe, not just the majority. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, he used to be, last year I think Rav Elchanan was on my wall, Rav Elchanan Wasserman was a student of the Chafetz Chaim, and his shiurim were published. Unfortunately, he was murdered by the Nazis. He was in America during the war. He went to collect money for his yeshiva in Baranovich, and they offered him positions in America. The Rosh Yeshiva should stay in America. It's dangerous to go back there. And he didn't want to leave his Talmidim. He refused to let his Talmidim. He had the money. He needed to bring it to them. And it wasn't enough to just wire them the money. He needed to be there and to be with them. That was a Rebbe. And unfortunately, he was murdered by the Nazis. He had the chance to escape. He had already escaped, so to speak. But he gave that all up to take care of his Talmidim. Rav Elchanan Wasserman has two. There are a few books. Some of them were published by his students, some by him, and some of them were a collection of his letters. And in there, in one of the svarim called Kovetz Shiurim, where Kovetz is a collection of his shiurim, of his classes, and he mentions that if you look at the Tosfot that we quoted, if you look at the Tosfot, okay, that Tosfot which we spoke about last year, if you look inside, you'll see that Tosfot says, what's an example of something that's a lechatchila versus a bedieved? Like chalitza. So Tosfot themselves say chalitza is a mitzvah that it's a lechatchila versus a bedieved. So we do have a lot of Mishonim who seem to indicate that chalitza is a mitzvah, as opposed to those who we mentioned. At least the Chacham Tzvi learned that it was a matir. Now the truth is that the Chacham usually Achronim don't argue with Rishonim. The Chacham Tzvi has a long tshuva. There's a Rashash also. The Rashash is one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara. They quote that it could be that this is the opinion of Rashi. And there are other Rishonim that they talk about, but it could be that Rashi in Sanhedrin, talking about a king doesn't do chalitza, and Rashi says there because a king doesn't do chalitza because the halacha is that a woman who's married to a king can't get remarried. That's why you don't do the mitzvah of chalitza. So what does that tell you? That tells you if the reason they can't get if they don't have to do chalitza because they can't get remarried anyway, that means that chalitza was only a matir. Sounds at least like chalitza is only a matir. The reason that you don't do chalitza is because what's the point of doing the chalitza? Well, if it was a mitzvah, you know what the point would be? That it's a mitzvah. So it must be that chalitza is according to Rashi, it must be that chalitza is a matir. Okay, there's a Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos that says you're not supposed to use a sandal, shalavos, this is a Gemara, but you're not supposed to use a sandal that was used for Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says because it's ma'us, it's disgusting to use something like that for mitzvah purposes. For mitzvah purposes. Sounds, again, Tosfos sounds like a mitzvah. So we have a lot of Rishonim saying that it's a mitzvah. We might have a couple of Rishonim who say that it's a matir. The Shulchan Aruch, you know, is divided into four sections. We have Orach Chaim, which is what most of the time the halachos of brachos and Shabbos and Tefillah and Chagim. That's all in Orach Chaim. Then you have Yoredeya has kashrus and Hilchos Shechita and Basar V'Chalav, meat and milk, and a lot of what is permitted and what is not permitted. Yoredeya. Choshen Mishpat is Beit Din related in voluntary matters, and then Evan Ezer is the laws of marriage, the laws of Ksuba. The laws of Chalitza are towards the very end of Evan HaEzer, and at the end of Evan HaEzer, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, the Simen Hilchos Chalitza, there is something called Seder Chalitza, which is how you do Chalitza. So, what is the Seder Chalitza, the last halacha Nun Zayin in Seder Chalitza says the following, Matzasi Kosov B'Seder Ashkenaz, I found written in the order of the Ashkenazim, Ukshiyamdu Yomru HaRav, when they get up to do the chalitza, Yomur HaRav, the rabbi who's there, says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvosav, B'mitzvos V'chukim Shel Avraham Avinu. Okay? And in other words, he says, V'atami D'arminu B'per Kisui Dam, B'schar Sh'amar Avram V'ad Tzroch Na'al, that was last week's Parsha, 2 weeks ago, Zachu Banav L'minol Shal Chalitza. Okay? So we have a bracha that was dedicated to Avraham Avinu, the bracha on the mitzvah of chalitza, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvah Savitzivanu, and it's in the zchus of Avraham Avinu that we have chalitza. V'yesh la'amro below haskara Hashem u'malchus. And it's better to say it without saying the Shem Hashem. Okay? But we do see that we have a bracha here. So the question is, if we have a bracha, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvah Savitzivanu, sounds like it's a mitzvah. We had the same problem last week with Shechita. For those who say that Shechita is not a mitzvah, how do you get out of the fact that we make a bracha? Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvah Savitzivanu. So we mentioned it briefly last week, but there's a sefer written by a contemporary, somebody who's alive now, Rabbi Avram Erlinger, lives in Yerushalayim. He has a whole slew of sfarim. They're tall, black bindings, the cover, and they're called Birchas Avram. So Birchas Avram has he dedicates 2 pages to the Inyan Mitzvah Chalitza, and he says here, it would seem to be a proof, they bring a proof, because in the Seder Chalitza, in the Shulchan Aruch, you see that you're supposed to make a Birchas HaMitzvah. So says the Birchas Avram, he mentions what we mentioned last week, and this is a Taz, the Taz, the two rays of, was one of the achronim that's printed on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz in Hilchas Shechita says that the bracha when you shecht an animal, Asher Kedshanu B'Tzosav V'Tzivanu, you're praising Hashem for giving us these opportunities. It's not a birchat hamitzvah in the classic sense. It's a birchat shevach, which is another form of bracha. We have different types of brachot. Some are birchat hamitzvah, and some are shevach v'hodah. And this is a bracha of shevach v'hodah. We're praising Hashem. According to this Taz, the fact that we make a bracha on chalitza doesn't prove that it's a mitzvah. So it's not a conclusive. It's not a conclusive proof. There's another very interesting issue at hand. The Be'er Heitev. Be'er Heitev is one of the later works is quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. The Be'er Heitev writes, Hara'anach lo ratza shetachlot isha onene. An onen is somebody who lost a close relative, and this is before the funeral. Before the person is buried, someone has the status of an onen. Okay? What we're going to have to see is an onen is exempt from mitzvot. Okay, an onen is obligated to focus on the burial, not deal with anything else. So the Chachamim said he's pater min hamitzvos. So the Ranach said a woman should not do chalitza while she's an onen. Her husband passed away. Before the funeral, you should not do the chalitza yet. Afilu b'makom igun. And even if it means, for some crazy, the brother said, listen, I'm leaving. In the middle of the funeral, I'm flying to China and I'm never coming back. So if you ever want to get married again, you better do it right now. So the Ranach said, don't do it. Right? Which he would be because it would be his brother. They can't have proper kavana. I don't know what he means. I don't know if he means focus in just a technical, practical sense, or if he means kavana, like you have to have kavana for a mitzvah. But listen to what the Maharit says. The Maharit, Kasav Hatam, Mishum da Hachalitza Mitzvah Min HaTorah. A Chalitza is a Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah that we want to have to do. But if it comes about, there's a mitzvah. Va'onin patim, we call that mitzvahs. So clearly, according to the Maharit, it's a mitzvah. According to the Ranach, it might not be a mitzvah. So there are those who say, what's the machlokas between the Ranach and the Maharit? Whether Chalitza is a mitzvah or a matir. If it's a mitzvah, you can't do it while you're an onin because you're not chayiv to do mitzvos. If it's a matir, then there's a different reason why you're not going to do it. The reason why you're not going to do it is because you can't focus properly. So I just want to end off. I just want to end off by quoting the... hold on one second. I referenced it briefly last week when we spoke about Shechita, but this is Rav Schechter's Sefer on... Rav Schechter has three svarim on halacha. The first one is called Eretz HaTzvi. We used that before for the halachos of Tkia. That starts with an aleph. Then he has a sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, and that starts with a beis. And then his third sefer is called Ginas Egos, starts with a gimel. Okay? So Ginas Egos in Simen Aleph. Simen Aleph is called Lechatchila V'Dieved. V'Dieved, the mitzvos HaTorah. Okay, so you can imagine it's about this issue. So he discusses Shechita, then he discusses Pidyon Maaser Sheni, and then he gets to Chalitza, whether Chalitza is a mitzvah or a matir. Now, he quotes all of the opinions. It seemed from what we expressed that the majority of the Rishonim learn that, and it could be that even before the Rishonim, that Chalitza is a mitzvah. But some of the Achronim disagree. And some of the Achronim quoted Rishonim that it was a matir. So Rav Schechter, at the end of that, at the end of the paragraphs about Chalitza, Rav Schechter ends off and makes a compromise. He writes, Achein nira, perhaps it appears, Sha'adayin shapir yesh makom l'machlokas ha'achronim hanal. We could still say that there's a machlokas ha'achronim, like we said before. Okay? Referring to the case that we started with, where the person doesn't want to do Chalitza, doesn't want to get remarried. If they don't want to get remarried, is there a reason to do the chalitza? If you're going to assume that chalitza is a mitzvah, can we still have this machlokas? So says Rav Schechter, Diyesh Lomar, you could say, Kedivrei HaKesef Mishnah, Sheheveinu Le'el B'Kesher L'Shitas HaRambam, that we quoted earlier, explaining the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is the same person as the Beit Yosef, as the Shulchan Aruch. The author of the Shulchan Aruch wrote the Beit Yosef and wrote the Kesef Mishnah, which was his commentary on the Rambam. That's Rav Yosef Cairo. Okay? When we mentioned last week, we spoke about Shechita, we said that the Rambam says Shechita is Tzivano Lishcha, right? You have to shecht an animal. So what did the Kesef Mishnah say? The mitzvah hi lishchot l'misha yirtza lechol basar. There's a mitzvah to shecht if you want to eat meat. But if you don't want to eat meat, there's no mitzvah. If Sukkot comes around, there's a mitzvah to shake lulav. If you don't want to shake lulav, too bad. There's still a mitzvah. But I don't wake you up in the middle of the night and say, hey, quick, get out of bed. There's a mitzvah to do. Quick, we have to shecht an animal. Right? We don't say that. You don't have to shecht. It has nothing to do with anything. If you want to eat, so then shechit is a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah in the classical sense that this is something that today, when I wake up today, on my list of things to do is, I'm obligated to shake lulav today. I'm obligated to blow shofar today. Okay? I'm obligated to make kiddush today. Whatever it is. It's not on our list of things to do. If you want to do it, then you get a mitzvah if you shecht. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. The mitzvah yilishchot, l'misha yirtza lechol basar. The hachanami yeshlomo b'chalitza. You could say the same thing about chalitza. The bevadai mitzvahi. You could say, yeah, it's a mitzvah. Right? Some rishonim say it's a real mitzvah. Bona fide mitzvah. But you could also say, no, bevadai mitzvahi. It's a mitzvah. Ach ein chovas a mitzvah chala. There's no obligation. It doesn't even begin. It's not chal. It doesn't take effect. Ela b'mikra shayevama rotza li nasei l'shof. Unless this woman wants to get remarried. If this woman has no interest in getting remarried, there's no mitzvah at all. It would be like going to a zoo and saying, hey, look how many mitzvahs you could do. Let's get your shechita knife, right? No, of course not. You're coming to visit the animals. You're coming to watch the monkeys climb the, right? They're not kosher anyway. But you wouldn't say like, oh, I went to the zoo and I didn't do any mitzvahs. That's not true. That has nothing to do with anything. Shechita is not a, it's not a thing. Unless you want to eat. And then, that's how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. If you want to eat, then you have a mitzvah. If you don't want to eat, then it's no mitzvah. So it could be the same thing with the Chacham Tzvi, perhaps. He doesn't quote the Chacham Tzvi, he quotes a different Achron, the Emek Yoshua, who also says the same idea. That whether or not it's going to... You don't have to say... You could say that chalitza is a mitzvah if you do chalitza. And everybody can agree that chalitza is a mitzvah if you do a mitzvah. The question of whether or not you have to do chalitza in a case where the woman doesn't want to get remarried, well, either you could look at it as a mitzvah and she should do it, or you could say, no, there's no such mitzvah if she doesn't want to get remarried. If she wants to get remarried, she should do chalitza, and if she does chalitza, she'll get a mitzvah. But otherwise, there's no such mitzvah. Thus.